When you go through the report, we outsourced to two shrinks who'd right. never done an interrogation. Forget they don't speak Farsi. They don't know anything about Al-Qaeda. And we're paying them $81 million right. of taxpayer money with a contract for part of my two yahoos who don't even know the first thing about it. And we're letting them figure out where the line is? I mean, you spent a lot of years in government service, a lot of years at the CIA. How do we get to the point where we're outsourcing to people who I don't think have the authority to make these decisions, and then we have to defend it?
Well, we get into that business when we're asked to do things which is basically not what we signed up to do. We did not sign up to be jail keepers and interrogators. We were asked by JFK to murder Castro, and we weren't very good at assassinating. I was involved in the hearings in 1975, Church Committee, and you know we made 8 attempts to get Castro and failed in all of them. So we're not very good assassins, or we weren't, and we're lousy torturers. And I'm glad to say that's true in both cases. And it's just, I used to think that the best thing I had going for me as a CIA officer was the fact that I was an American. And the fact that we did not torture our people. Everybody knew the Soviets did. And there was a huge difference. I now have a very close friend who's dual citizenship. She's an Arabic specialist, and when she goes into the Middle East, the closest guarded secret she has is that she's American, and she goes by her French citizenship. And we've done that to ourselves, and I think we need to stop it. I hope that this will become an issue in the election. I think Obama knows that we need an effective CIA, so he's not throwing the whole agency under the bus. He trusts Brennan. And I thought Brennan tried to do a good job the other day. And when he said it is unknowable whether or not these EITs really yeah. led us to capture Osama bin Laden. And I think that's a pretty honorable statement. Who should